Welcome to a special Outlet at Home experience. I'm Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet community, and today we are starting our celebration of 3 years as a ministry as we're entering our fourth year as a church. And before anything else, I want to say thank you to every person watching, to every person who's ever given their time, their talent, their treasure. I want this to be known, and I want to be clear that it's because of you that we are who we are in the world today. It's because of your generosity. It's because of your belief in what God has called us to do as a community that we can stand here and celebrate the milestones of reaching and having another year where we can worship the Lord together and impact the community and world around us. So thank you from on behalf of my wife and I. But when I think about the Outlet Community Church, and if I had to describe us in one word, I would have to say that one word is resilience. And according to the Oxford Dictionary, resilience is the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties and toughness. Webster's Dictionary defines resilience as the ability to recover or adjust easily from misfortune or change. The APA describes resilience as the process of adapting well in the face of adversity, trauma, tragedy, threats, or significant sources of stress, such as family and relationship problems, serious health problems, or workplace or financial stressors. Outlet, you all are resilient. And I want to begin this month of May inviting different friends and people who have played such a huge part in the Outlet community to also share with me in this series. But I want to begin a series entitled The Art of Resilience. The Art of Resilience. And what's so special about The Art of Resilience is not only is it the series that we're going to be studying here today, but it also is a book that, and it's my first book that I'll be releasing this summer. The Art of Resilience. This title, this phrase, it came from a place in my life and a season of my life that started prior to the launch of the Outlet community, but during the first couple of years for my wife and I, they were truly trying times. There were moments where I stood before you all and ministered and wondered the very words that I'm speaking to you. I was saying, God, I need you to come through like I'm sharing with those who are watching me. I can remember in our first 2 years, my wife and I, there would be times we'd wonder where the next breakthrough or where the next provision was going to come from. As you can imagine, starting a brand new ministry with brand new challenges and brand new circumstances, we had so many questions. But I stand up here today to tell you that every problem we faced, every time we wondered what to do next, God was always there and caused us to not only bounce back from any setback, but to return to a place that's even higher than we were before. And in this series, I want to share with you these secrets and more on the book at the end of service today. But go with me to Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2, and we'll be looking at verses 17 through 18. Now, our members have already set the stage. And I'm so grateful for the real life stories that we were able to hear about different families and different individuals' outlet experience. And as I was watching along with you all today, I couldn't help but be grateful to God, because as a pastor, I know that there are things that I can do better. There are things that I could get better at and grow in my leadership ability. But to know that lives are being impacted, every tear, every frustration, every time where I wondered what to do next, it was all worth it because lives are being impacted, and I know that this is only the beginning. Today, as we look in Nehemiah chapter 2, we're looking at the story in the Old Testament of Nehemiah rebuilding the ancient wall of Jerusalem. But today, in my brief time with you, there are three benefits that I took away when you trust God in the art of resilience. And I'll give you those 3 points up front. Number one, know that God will build your life. Number two, God will restore your life. And number three, God will rework your life. Let me go ahead and give those to you again. When you trust God with the art of resilience, God will, number one, build your life. He will, number two, restore your life. And number three, he will rework your life. And in Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 17 through 18, I'll be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads, "Then I said to them, 'You see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lies in waste, and its gates are burned with fire. Then let us build the wall of Jerusalem that we may no longer be a reproach.' And I told them of the hand of my God, which has been good upon me." Come on right now. If God has been good to you, any moment of your life, any time in this year, in the comments right now, say, "God has been good to me." It says, "And also the king's words that he'd spoken to me. So they said, 'Let us rise up and build.' Then they set their hands to do this good work." As we focus today on the first part of the art of resilience, the title of my message to you today is words that resounded in my heart over the last month. And it's just three words that simply say, "Build it again." Type that in the comments as we pray today. Heavenly Father, as I share the word that you've given, a prophetic word that you have given to me to share with every member, every partner, every supporter of the Outlet community, as we look forward to our fourth year as a church, as a ministry, God, I thank you for your faithfulness, that in the midst of our test, God, you've been faithful. In the midst of trials, God, you've been faithful. In the midst of our entire life, God, you've been faithful. And today, we've come to say thank you. Today, we've come to hear from you. Today, we've come to worship you. So in our time in the Word, illuminate some instructions. Illuminate various principles of wisdom that you are to give. And as we do so, Lord, we promise to return every good thing that happens on this earth as a resounding praise, because it's your grace that causes us to have this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, if you've ever read a story in the book of Nehemiah about rebuilding the wall, the building of the wall effectively allowed the Jews to secure the city as a central fortress and thus to again dominate the region. Understand this. If the wall was not restored, the Jews would essentially be unable to resist the enemy's attack. And today the Lord is saying to us, "I want you to build it again." Well, you might ask, what is it God is asking me to build? Well, number one, God is saying, "I want you to build in places where you're afraid to believe." In 2 Kings chapter 4 and verse 16, and this is Elijah with the Shunammite woman, and Elijah is saying, next year at this time, you will be holding your son in your arms. And she cried, "No, my Lord, oh man of God, don't deceive me and get my hopes up like that." You see, when Elijah went to the Shunammite woman, what he was speaking to her was a request from the Lord to go back into the places in which she'd given up and go back into the places in which she had a hard time trusting and believing God. And quite honestly, as I was reading this, it struck a personal chord with us. Many of you know my wife and I have been on the process of family planning now consistently for the last about 7 or so months. We've been serious. And in the midst of those 7 months, we've had a couple of disappointments, a couple of times where we thought like, "Lord, this is it," only to have been let down. And one thing we keep hearing in the midst is, "Build it again. Build it again. Go for it again." And if you've ever been in a place where you've been disappointed, if you've ever been in a place where you've been let down, the first thing that you don't want to do is go back to the actual area that you had the disappointment in. And what God is saying in this year for the Outlet community and in this fourth year as a church is, whatever area that you failed in, whatever area seems impossible, God is saying, return to my word and build it again. And We may be like the Shunammite woman and saying, Lord, don't you play with me. And some of y'all might be listening to me saying, Vince, don't you play with me right now. Listen, God wants to do things in your life this year that you felt were impossible. But the beauty of resilience is that, yes, we might have a setback. Yes, we might have a disappointment. So the question that we have to get out of our mind is, what's wrong with me? And say, no, God, what do you want me to do next? God wants you to grow from the places that you're right now afraid to believe in. Number two, when he says build it again, God is saying, I want to restore places that were once empty. That in moments and in places and in seasons of your life, there may be moments where you're saying, God, I don't have physically what you've said concerning your word. As a ministry, I'll be honest, I have questions about, Lord, what do you want me to do next? Where do you want us to go? How do you want us to conduct ministry as a community? God, there's so many things right now that I have questions about. And what the Lord is saying for us as a church is that I want to restore places that were once empty. So he's asking for you to expand your capacity to receive. Expand your capacity for God to do what he can in your life. I'm reminded of the story of Jesus on the lake of Gennesaret, and it was before he called his disciples to himself. Simon Peter was out fishing all night long, and when he had disappointment after disappointment, Jesus came back to him and said, hey, Simon Peter, I want you to drop your nets, plural, for a catch. But because of disappointment, Peter looked over at Jesus and said, listen, I have been all night. I have been all day. I am tired. I have not caught what I need to catch. You know, I'm trained in this, but even when I'm trained in it, I'm not doing what I thought I should. And Jesus didn't look at what wasn't going right, but he gave him the word to make everything right. And so Peter, in listening to the word, dropped down one net. And when the fish came and when the harvest came, the nets burst because it was partial obedience. You see, when God restores places that were once empty, it's going to require complete obedience. I've gotten to a place as the leader of the Outlet Community Church where, God, if you want me to do it, I'm going to do it. God, if you want me to say it, I'm going to say it. God, if you want me to orchestrate it, I am going to orchestrate it. And finally, when God is saying build it again, he's saying, number three, I want to rework the areas of your life that have drifted out of alignment. He's speaking of changes necessary to improve your social, economical, political, and influential standing. He said, I want to get those back in alignment. It's no point of God giving you all this promotion and God increasing your bandwidth and God increasing your opportunity to reach others if the very anchor, which is your relationship with him, is out of alignment. When God is saying build it again, he's often inviting you to spend more time with him and to allow him to shape you, to mold you. Here's a word we don't like to use, to prune you. Oh, y'all, when we hear pruning, it sounds so rough, but pruning actually produces the room for more healthy growth. God wants to rework the areas of your life that have drifted out of alignment. And go with me just a couple more chapters over to Nehemiah chapter 6, verses 15 and 16, as God is going to rework your life in areas that have drifted out of alignment. God wants us to be in alignment. And what does alignment look like? And this is really the key to resilience, is understanding the proper priorities. First is a relationship, a healthy relationship with God, which what it looks like is every day you're checking in. Honestly, I would say the most important thing your priority should be before you do anything, check in and say, all right, here's my calendar, God. What do I need to be aware of? What do I need to know? What do I need to look out for? And from that place, he's going to give you the words to say, the connections to have, the people to talk to, the ideas or the tasks to complete so that you can be effective. But from that place of communion with God, it then grows into communion with others. We need each other, especially during times of rebuilding or having to build things again or in seasons where we have to bounce back, we need to look around us and to see who can be my accountability toward the goals in which God has given me, toward the growth in which God has given me. Who can help me move in that direction in community with others? You need people who are going to tell you the hard truth. Everyone should not always be telling you how wonderful you are. And a true, authentic community will say, we thank God for you, but these are also areas that we can also grow and get better in. I thank God in my life for men and women who have surrounded us and have been there through the high moments and the low moments. And I've realized that in the high moments of life and in the low moments of life, who is going to be there to help keep you level so that you don't get the big head when things are going great, or you don't get too deflated when things aren't? But all of this is for this purpose. Nehemiah 6, verses 15 and 16. It says, so the wall was finished on the 25th day of Elul in 52 days. And it happened when all our enemies heard of it and all the nations around saw these things, that they were very disheartened in their own eyes. Why? For they perceived, they knew that this work was done by our God. Now, as I said early on, if you didn't rebuild the wall, it allows the enemy to get a foothold or a stronghold in your life. But what God desires to do in your life will show anyone who ever tried to set themselves against you that no, God is for them and that this work can only be done by God. As we start this series of The Art of Resilience, I want us to trust God as he says, build it again. What is it that God is asking you to build again? But when you trust him, allow God to do what only he can. Can I pray with you today? If you're out there and you're watching and you just feel like, I don't have the faith to start over. I just don't have the energy. I don't have the strength. And quite honestly, I don't know if it's going to be any good. I want to pray with you. I want to get in the battle with you today. I want to just, it's just you and I. I want us to connect in prayer. I know what it's like to hear what God is saying, but being honest with the Lord, like, Lord, you're going to help my unbelief. You're going to help me in this moment, in this time. But you know what? You're not alone. You're not by yourself. By God's witness, as I'm reminded of those moments where there were times in these last 6 or so months, I just said, God, no, not again. God, no. I don't know if I have the will to push forward. I don't know if I have the will to take another step in faith. But as I keep getting pushed forward, and I just had people in community with us, just pushing us forward, just carrying us, you get stronger, you get stronger, you get stronger, and you get stronger until you have the strength you need to accomplish the task for today. God has given you enough grace for the day that you're living in. So don't let your mind worry about things and moments and times that you're not living in. You have what it takes today. I want to pray with you. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We love you, God, for all that you've done. All of who you are. We hear your words today where you said, build it again. Whatever that it is, we are holding on to your grace. We're holding on to your promise. We're holding on to your word. Father, I'm praying for my dear brother and my dear sister who their spirits are in agreement, but their mind is saying, Lord, how can this asking for a supernatural gift of faith to surround them, to give them the boost that they need. Father, help them to become vulnerable, to reach out and to say, hey, I need help. And as they reach out, God, you are going to be there for them. You'll never forsake them, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, if you prayed with me, there's a number that's coming up on the screen, 770-667-4899. Simply text, "I prayed with you today," and I'll know just what it's about by just the follow-up text, and we can walk alongside each other and just continue to take each step as the days go by. But happy anniversary, Outlet Community. And as I mentioned earlier, this summer, I'll be releasing my first book. It's an electronic copy as it stands today. And it's going to be called The Art of Resilience. The Art of Resilience. And as we were getting ready to go to production and to sell it, the Lord in my heart said, "Vince, this book was written from your times prior to launching the outlet and in those rough years as you were trying to just get your balance and trying to get your feet set." And so I wrote different things that I needed in my faith to help me push forward, to help me just walk through some tough moments in the life of my wife and I and in our family. And at the end of it, I saw that God was actually giving me a resource that I'm to pass to you. And so the Lord said, "I want you to give this book away for free." And so if you want to be a part of the list once the book is ready, where we'll send you a link to download, you can go to theoutletcommunity.com/theartofresilience. Again, it's theoutletcommunity.com/theartofresilience. And when the book is ready to be released, it'll be right there in your inbox. It's just our way this year for our anniversary to be able to give you a gift, my very first book. And again, quite honestly, if it wasn't for the Outlet Community, there would be no story of the Art of Resilience. There would be no church today. There would be no online campus. There would be no in-person gathering. There wouldn't be a Pastors Vince and Ash. And we mean that from the bottom of our hearts. What we want to do right now is we want to receive Holy Communion. And so if you have bread or if you have a cracker or some juice, we want to receive Holy Communion because when we first started this church on May 6, 2018, the first act we did before we had worship, before we preached a sermon, was we had communion. And it was our way of saying, "God, we are mindful to know that this is a gift, this is an opportunity, and we are nothing unless you're the one who builds this house. So God, we give this church to you." Right now as a church family, for those who are watching wherever you are in the world, right now as we're also in person, we're all gonna be receiving Holy Communion together today. And I want you to lift up the bread, which represents the body. It's because of Jesus that we get to preach. It's because of Jesus that we get to live. In him, we live, move, and have our being. And so, God, we're reminded today on our third birthday, going into our fourth year, that it's because of you and because it's you, we give it all to you, Father. So any concerns, any questions, Father, you're going to make this happen in this year. You're going to help us build it again. You may partake of the bread. You can peel back a plastic wafer, or if you have your juice ready. And this represents the blood of Jesus. Not that, you know, I'm so qualified, or my wife is so qualified, or our staff is so qualified, or our leaders are qualified. The blood of Jesus qualifies us. The blood of Jesus draws us nearer to the Lord. So today, we just received the blood that was shed, humbly being reminded that it's not us, but it's him. And as we draw closer to him, he draws closer to us. You may partake of the juice. Amen. Amen. So the fourth year of the Outlet Community has officially begun. We want to invite you to our Mother's Day celebration on next week. We have such a beautiful celebration plan, but we need your help. So before Tuesday, I want to say May 4th, if you all could send pics of you being a mom or you and your mom to admin@theoutletcommunity.com. Again, that's admin@theoutletcommunity.com. www.thebeautyclub.com. We want to compile the pictures and put together a collage and just celebrate you as a mom, and we want to celebrate having time and just a memory with your mom. Really, we want to make this a huge Mother's Day virtual celebration. Also want to let you all know about graduation Sunday coming to the outlet on Sunday, May 30th. We have awesome scholarship recipients that we will be highlighting also on Sunday, May 30th. You'll also hear from some of our cohort in our inaugural cohort for the Outlet Leadership Institute as they are completing their first year as well. Well, on behalf of my wife, Pastor Ash, and all of us at the Outlet community, thank you so much, and we'll see you next time here at the Outlet. God bless.